Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. There are a few people out there that are really, really on the front lines of fighting for God and country and freedom and our future. And all of you know that my guest today, Kash Patel, is definitely one of them. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Hey, Mel, it's great to be back with you. Thanks so much for having me on.
Oh, thank you for coming. I mean, where do you start? First and foremost, you just told me that we have been informed that you were not the only, or Donald Trump, were not the only people that were spied on in 2017 by our own government illegally. But there were apparently many other people that were. You want to tell me a little bit about what's going on with that and what we actually can do about it?
I mean, this is literally, you want to talk about breaking news? I got sent this like right before I clicked sign on for this interview. So John Solomon at Just the News is reporting that over a dozen senior congressional staffers from the Senate Judiciary Committee and the House Intel Committee all received notifications from Google, Apple, whatever the other Banana Republic fake news media outlets are, that they were subpoenaed for their personal private data information, privacy information, emails, cell phones, bank records, telephone, everything. And now we learn now, thanks to John Solomon's great relentless reporting, that the Department of Justice's IG has opened up an investigation, or has had one open for a while. Not that I have much faith in those guys, but mine was, we found out maybe 6 months ago, and we filed a federal lawsuit last month. So, hey, anybody out there that wants to make it a class action, come on in and have fun.
Well, who are we talking about? Who authorized this at this point? Was it Sally Yates? Who was involved at that time that was authorizing this?
No, this is a great question. So back in January of 18, there was a meeting between myself, Devin Nunes, who was chairman of House Intel, we were running Russiagate, and Rod Rosenstein, the AG of DOJ, and Chris Wray, the director of the FBI, and a couple other people in a skiff in the Capitol. And in this meeting, and it's been reported for years right after it happened, Rod Rosenstein threatened to subpoena us, looked at the chairman of House Intel and the senior staffer, said, You're coming after us. We're going to subpoena your records. He actually lied, but I couldn't catch him in a lie till 5 years later, when Google notified me that I had been subpoenaed. My materials were requested. And here's the kicker. The date, the subpoena was issued in November of 2017. So Rosenstein and Wray came in to a member of the Gang of Eight and his staff and lied and threatened us as if that weren't bad enough, about an investigation they already started 2 months ago, spanning the course of a year. They collected data for over 1 year, and they're going to hide behind some nonsense like, oh, we were hunting down the leakers. No, you guys were the leakers, you idiots. Yeah. And we were exposing your corruption and you got pissed off. And now the good thing of all of this, years and years later, Senator Chuck Grassley is in the know. He's in John's article and he is ticked off.
Well, he should be. I mean, but first of all, let's understand, Rod Rosenstein kind of walked away into the shadows. The man was so involved in all of this. He's now a private citizen, I believe, at a law firm, of course. And the truth of the matter is he needs to be questioned. And a lot of these people need actual criminal charges. None of this is legal. And by the way, saying to your face that they're going to do something that they're already doing should be a crime in general. Why are these people still out there? Comey, Rod Rosenstein, nothing's happened to them. People are furious. And at this point, you've caught them in so many crimes. We're sitting on this. Is this until we change to a DOJ that's actually working for the people? Or what are we going to do about it?
We need to cross the board change. There's a two-tier system of justice, not just in the courts, but in the administrative state. Look at what they did to another branch of government and their staffers who are exposing their corruption. They conjured up some fictional crime to take to a federal grand jury and say, we need to collect all of their information. And you talk about approvals. When you go into Congress and seek the private data of senior staffers, the AG and the FBI director themselves have to authorize this. They probably should have let the speaker know. But if they did, it was Paul Ryan, so he probably didn't care.
Right.
But more importantly, with Rod Rosenstein, you raised a great point as to, like, remember, this guy signed the last FISA against Donald Trump. Our investigation forced the DOJ to rescind that FISA, calling it the worst FISA of all of them. This is the guy that launched a vengeance campaign on us. And you're right. The reason I filed the lawsuit is I'm not going to get any money. I don't really care about that. Right. Yeah. I want the deposition. I'm putting him and Chris Wray and every one of their government grundoons in a hot seat. And I want them under oath. And I want them to answer the questions you asked. What's your basis?
Right. Well, the real question is also, who are they working for? This is where it ends. The whole scenario ends. Who is directing whatever these people are doing? They are putting their ethics and integrity, if they ever had it, on the line. They are breaking the law. They know they're doing it. They're lying to your face. Somebody is orchestrating this. Is it a globalist group of people? Is it the billionaire oligarchy that seems to have captured the entire Washington, D.C. uniparty? Or are these individual people that are working to protect themselves somehow? It's very unclear who these people are answering to. I know Comey said it was a higher calling or whatever his book was about. Who is that?
It's their shared hatred for Donald Trump and their desire to protect their own backsides. Right. And that's all they care about. They don't care about burning down Donald Trump and his staff or Congress and their staff if they're exposing government corruption at their watch, on their watch, Rosenstein and Ray, Garland, and everybody else. So because they have the media, and the media will go after them and say, oh no, they were doing justice against Donald, people who are working for Donald Trump and harming them. And it's not a coincidence that these guys get together. Do you know where Rod Rosenstein works today? At Chris Wray's former law firm with a seven-figure payday, along with Gina Haspel, director of the CIA, who launched Russiagate in England as the chief of state. These aren't coincidences.
No.
And it goes to your question of who are they working for? Themselves. They are protecting the uniparty themselves.
Yeah, well, these multinational law firms that have, you know, offices in Beijing and offices, you know, and they all go to the Davos events and they do all of this. They are certainly not working for the American people. But that's how I feel about a lot of these corporations. People say they're American corporations. No, they're not. They're not American corporations. They're not American law firms. They're actually working for this globalist kind of a grand totalitarian crackdown that we're watching in lockstep since the beginning of COVID, and very clearly. And here we are where we don't have enough people, I don't think, that are willing or able to fight them because of the amount of money, the amount of power, and also fear. So we have a lull of people that are willing to file lawsuits. Thank God you're one of them, and we do have to get to depositions. But these people are running above the government. They do not care about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. That is all part of this. And I think DC is unsalvageable at this point. You're bringing up that they work at this law firm together. You and I have discussed before, Blinken and Avril Haines and Jen Psaki, all these people worked at that West exec while you guys were in the office doing your job, running a shadow government. If you look at what's going on now, you just talked recently, I did a whole show on it, of all the Iranian operatives and people from the Muslim Brotherhood that were also involved in that entire shadow government process. We know John Kerry was meeting with Iranians during your term. And on top of that, we have a place where we are seeing that this was all continued during Obama's regime, continued doing everything they were doing while Trump was in office. This to me is treason and sedition and all the things they accuse us of. And now we're paying the price.
No, you're absolutely right. And it's worse. And I have an op-ed releasing just today in PJ Media about the Iranian infiltration into this government.
Right.
And I talk about like the guys like Robert Malley and Mahar Batar and Ariana Tabate, who are currently still working in the United States government. Well, Robert Malley's actually suspended, if you can believe it. The FBI suspended his security clearance, which means what did he do? You know, why aren't you telling us what this guy did? Right. These people were in charge of protecting us against Iran. And you're right. They went from the shadow government into actual government, and they'll be rewarded on the way out with seven-figure golden parachutes, just like Rod Rosenstein, Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Chris Wray, and the rest, when they leave, will be rewarded with the same. And they only care about one thing, themselves and protecting the revolving swamp door in D.C., whether it's defense industrial complex or some legal shop and lawfare. And here's the thing. 6 years later, we found out 12 to 14 congressional staffers were illegally surveilled. That's just what we know.
Right.
What about the stuff we're never going to find out if we don't win and take back this Congress, this country, and this presidency? What else are they going to get away with? How many versions of Russiagate are there going on right now that they have covered up their tracks even better than the last time that they'll get away with if Donald Trump doesn't win? I mean, that's the scary part. They are coming after all of us.
I know it.
As Donald Trump says, he's just in the way.
Yeah, well, you know, another thing that I've been saying, I've taken that Trump saying that to the next level in my own work, is that I don't think I want people to understand, as Trump says about himself, they're not after America. These people are after the world, and America is standing in the way. So the controlled demolition of America that we are watching is purposeful. It is a color revolution model to destroy America from within. Everything that's happening in our country is by design, and people are manipulating it. I do believe that we have been captured by this global this elite oligarchy that pretends to be Democrats. They don't, couldn't care less about those people either, is my opinion. Now, let me ask you something. So we are watching a foreign policy disaster, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Everything that they're doing, they're burning fires all over the world. Yeah. Again, I believe it's a globalist agenda that is being run out of the Biden regime. But here's something a lot of people didn't talk about. So after October 7th, with the horrendous Hamas terrorist attack and everything that happened in Israel, people weren't paying attention to what was going on with Xi and Putin. Xi and Putin were meeting to celebrate the halfway mark of the Belt and Road Initiative with 130 other leaders last week during this time, talking very openly about cutting out the U.S., de-dollarization, all of this stuff. Another big reason we definitely need to get Donald Trump back in there is we cannot avoid dealing with these people. And this person that and these people that are in D.C. right now are acting as if that isn't happening. And we are allowing the world to go forward without us purposefully, totally staying out of the way, not engaging them, not talking to them. Trump says he talked to Xi, he talked to Putin, he talked to North Korea. That's because that's what you have to do on a planet. And these people are totally ignoring that the Belt and Road Initiative is going along. They're going over to that land in Israel. They are involved in rebuilding Ukraine. And what we're going to, you know, and they call it isolationist or whatever. The truth of the matter is we have a problem there that we have to deal with head on. And they refuse to even engage these people.
No, you're right. In the absence of global leadership by the United States of America, our enemies have joined an Axis ally formation in the form of the CCP, the Iranian regime, and Russia. And they've been slowly taking over pieces of the world, and they have cobbling them together over the Joe Biden, presidency. But basically, what you have is now, whether it's BRICS or whatever version of it you have, they're talking about using them as the gold standard and changing the petrodollar and taking over ports around the world and going out and doing land grabs in Africa and Southeast Asia. And everybody's been like, no big deal. Who cares about this place or that place? Well, when you combine 55 of those that places and then places and you plant the Russian flag or the CCP army there, and what they utilize it for is a launch pad to go against America and our allied interest. And if you don't think those guys are responsible together for what's going on in Israel right now, you have not been paying attention at all.
I agree, 100%.
Have money and patience, it is directly related to what's going on our southern border. They have been seeding terrorists and criminals through that porous border since Biden entered office.
Yep.
They launched their war in Israel when they found the opportune moment to do that. And Hamas knows they're well-funded. They ain't running out of money or weapons. And my fear is that the known terrorists that have gotten through the southern border, as admitted by Joe Biden's own government, are now sitting in our communities because they lost them. They literally admitted to losing them.
Yeah.
And so now what are we supposed to do here? It's not like they're fixing to go to war internally in America, but they're fixing to attack us at an opportune moment when we're weakest, which is now or in the next year. And we have no defense mechanism of tracking them down, of kicking them out because of all the woke madness that has led us to 225,000 illegals crossing a month, CCP flooding our streets with fentanyl, killing our children, and now terrorists and criminals hiding in our communities, pretending to be our friends, And we have the Iranian infiltration complete within our government that has led us intentionally to the disastrous point of World War IV. Yes, World War III is the Ukraine. This is World War IV. If you think those aren't world wars, you're an idiot.
Yeah, well, you should know as well as anyone that there is a whole new battlefield that they are fighting on. And this is why the spying on you guys is so disturbing, because they've been spying on everyone that they chose to behind the scenes, however they wanted to. They were getting subpoenas for people's phone records, all of that. I just saw Police State, which you're excellent in, by the way. And it's very, very scary, all the way back to Snowden and what we learned then. This has been a rolling takedown of the American people. One, honestly, every single person is in danger, in my opinion, when it comes to the cognitive warfare, the online warfare, the targeting. You know, we were looking at the Twitter files, we were looking at the Facebook files, we're seeing all of that. People aren't grasping on a higher scale, I don't think, that this is military grade intimidation, manipulation, yeah, propaganda. People don't realize on their phones, on their social media, they are being programmed, they are being manipulated. And if you look at some of these documents from NATO, especially, they put out their cognitive warfare documents, and the newer NATO documents are kind of disturbing if you read them, because what they are kind of talking as if they're even above our government. They're kind of telling all the NATO nations what to do, but they talk about using people as weapons. They say it's all about this brain cognitive warfare, and the new front lines are the brain of people and turning people against each other. It's a color revolution by technology, and people have to really wake up to the idea that if they're spying on you right in front of your face and lying to you, they're probably spying on millions of people. And I believe that they're using us to manipulate against each other. How much of the cognitive warfare and the military grade manipulation online is causing the American people to kind of watch and wait rather than standing up and fighting?
Well, most of the American public continues, as we have talked about together in private, to participate in these agencies of wokeness, in these organizations, private companies that have allowed our elections to be rigged and taken away from us because they want to give Facebook more money and time. They want to help Elon Musk, who is literally putting brain chips into chimps, because he wants to put brain chips into humans at some point. I mean, why do we continue to give these people more and more territory, more and more finances, when we know the ultimate outcome is for them to control your data, to control your daily lives, and tell you, oh, we think this is how you should vote, but we're not going to say it. We're just going to nudge you along in the direction. And of course, we're not going to give you the truth that Joe Biden's a criminal, that Hunter Biden's a conspiracy artist, and things like that. And we're going to hide those things from you till after the election when we're caught and no one's going to care. I ask every audience I go talk to, I know it's not easy to get off some of these platforms,
right,
or stop giving these oligarchs some of this money, but right, why are you doing this? Who do you think has the biggest contracts in government? Tesla, SpaceX, Facebook, Google, right? All of these people, your taxpayer dollars are being used to fund operations by them and the FBI and DOJ to rig presidential elections. We caught them red-handed in the last one. Chris Wray admitted he had an 80-member task force at Facebook and Google, or Twitter, or whatever it was, and they would meet every week.
Yeah.
And the guy that was on the receiving end at Twitter was James Baker, the architect of the Russiagate hoax, when he was the FBI general counsel for James Comey, got rewarded with the job as Twitter's general counsel calling balls and strikes. And he was there until I informed Elon Musk, hey, you're actually employing a criminal. He goes, no, I'm not. And then he got fired. I mean, yeah, this is what we have to deal with. Those are the only ones we catch. What about all the other ones?
Exactly. And the thing is, too, that they have AI algorithms that scrape everyone's data on the back end. They're keeping dossiers on everyone. When they went into remote learning, they're keeping them on their kids. There's no informed consent. The American people don't seem to realize this. And they sell it in terms of convenience, that it's convenient for you to do this. Well, the next thing they're going to say is convenient is the central bank digital currency, because they're running up our bills. They're sending hundreds of billions of dollars, not just to Ukraine. I was looking up how much money Samantha Power, USAID, and some of these other groups are sending to foreign countries. It's in the hundreds of billions of dollars all over the place. And none of it's going back into our country. And the American people, like you said, they keep giving them their data. And all I keep saying is, are you curious where your data is going? Do you know that they're using your data to manipulate you? And the people have to really start waking up to the idea that they are being used and that they should have a real problem with people involved in their thinking process deliberately. I mean, they don't deny this.
No, and that's it. And
hey guys, thank you for watching the show. I just want to remind you yet again that we really need to be very cautious of what is going on with the economy, both here and internationally. Most of us know that the BRICS nations are looking for a gold-backed currency to dethrone the dollar being the world reserve currency. They have an event coming up on August 22nd. The BRICS nations are all going. There are also 13 other nations that would like to join the BRICS nations. And this is not something to not pay attention to. We have to make sure that you protect your savings. And that is why I have chosen Beverly Hills Precious Metals. That is where I have gotten my gold and silver. I leave it in a depository. I know it's there. I've replaced it with my savings I've put there to make sure that I weather the storm no matter what, be it the central bank digital currency, the BRICS nations, the dollar goes into collapse, whatever may happen. I know 401k, IRA, backed by gold, as well as having my savings, at least an amount of my savings in gold, in the depository or sent to you at home, is the best way to make sure you maintain peace of mind and make sure that your savings and everything that you've earned is safe no matter what comes. We will get through this. All is not lost. America will return to greatness as it always has been. But between now and then, we have to be very smart and very cognizant of what's going on. So please go to Mel K. Gold, or go to the MelKShow.com partners page and go to Beverly Hills Precious Metals, and my friend Andrew will take care of you. He's got a great team. Gold is the way to go right now, and I know that no matter what, I'm safe. So please do that for yourselves. We really care about you here. You're more like family and friends, and I hear from all of you a lot. So I just want to make sure that you guys are doing something proactive to be prepared. All will be well, but take care of yourself now. Being prepared is always a good thing.
I don't know how to get through to people other than to tell them continuously what you've just said and provide them with that, with those fact points, because they're public. It's not like they're doing it surreptitiously. They're just, right. They just don't care. And they're steamrolling past us and our movement. And they're using the media to call us right-wing conspirators for daring to expose this information. And then when it's time to vote and people are pissed off and they say, how do we save this country? Oh, we can't have a safe and secure election. Well, no offense. It's not Donald Trump's fault. It's your fault. You guys let it happen on your... That's the whole point of a collective constitutional republic. If we don't move together, it's not going to get fixed. There's no one person that can do it. There's no one day you can wake up and go to the poll and say, everything's going to be great now. We're going to get back all of our liberties and return our country the way it is. No. If you don't start working your tail off now until the next election... And get out into your communities and don't go out there and tell people, I told you so. Look, I was right. I was right then. I'm right. Show them. Right. Give them the docs and spread that information out there, whether it's about COVID origins, whether it's about Russiagate, whether it's about Hunter Biden's laptop, whether it's about the 51 Intel letter, whether it's about big tech and social media rigging elections, or this data collection campaign that these same companies are enduring. Once you start getting that out there into the ether, people are going to be like, wait a second, these aren't coincidences, because there aren't any in government. And they're going to surveil these guys in senior level government positions. What are they doing to my neighbor who has a Trump flag on his lawn?
Exactly. And it's that serious right now. These people are very desperate too to keep power. I honestly believe they feel if they don't get their 2024 one party system, that they're going to lose their whole thing, because it does appear that Barack Obama signed on to something called Agenda 2030. A lot of people don't know about, and the 17 development goals. And if you look at that, it's very much in lockstep with the EU, with Canada, with Australia. They are no longer, as far as I'm concerned, they're post-America. I don't know if you know that picture of Barack Obama walking with a book that says like the post-American world. I think it was by the guy from CNN, and it's all about globalism. And I believe that they all signed on to that. They have some kind of blood oath or whatever it is, but they are driving their way to having global governance. Forget our Constitution, forget our Bill of Rights, which is so hard to watch these useful idiots march in the streets for whatever cause right now Soros and his friends are funding from the back end. Because if anyone thinks that Black Lives Matter and the kids marching right now is not the same exact money, and then the women's march, same money, the Antifa, same money, the climate people, the same money, they are useful idiots that are marching in the streets. They're getting paid, a lot of them. Their goal is globalism. Their goal is the destruction of America from within. So why on our side are we not able? There should be people marching in the streets. Now, maybe it's because of January 6th, but we all got to get over it. There should be people demanding justice, demanding truth, demanding all this stuff. And yet they can keep people out there to march for Hamas and all of that in the tens of thousands, and nothing happens to them. Most people on our side have had it with any number of things, but getting together seems to be very difficult. And I think at this point, we really have to examine why we are not unifying in the same way as they are. And is that by design?
Yeah, I think people are scared. It's like you said, people are, you know, we had January 6th happen. And then we, of course, had the insurrection at the Capitol led by the pro-Palestinian movement and members of Congress. But of course, nothing happens to them. We had a member of Congress pull a fire alarm and obstruct a congressional proceeding, but he's not criminally charged with anything. I mean, you see that what they are fear of is the central tenet of the Donald Trump campaign that we have to agree with him on, which is the two-tier system of justice must be destroyed. Right. It's not just in the courts of law. It's in the executive branch. It's in the legislative branch. It's in our communities, causing us to hide our true feelings about this country and a movement we want to take it on, because we're afraid they're going to come and arrest our kids or our parents or our neighbors or what have you. And that stems all the way back to January 6th and before. And you're right. The atrocities committed by some in government against individuals for January 6th, we have to deal with them, and we are, but we also have to be able to do other things at the same time and can't bend the knee to this new world order, which is literally, I mean, look, you just have to step back and say, forget Trump and Biden for right now.
Right.
2.5 years into this administration, how much do eggs cost? How much is the price of gas? Is crime up in your community? Is the southern border secure? How many world wars have been launched since January of 2021? Two.
Right.
Is this a better way forward? I mean, if you just start there, and you know, it's funny that Baria, whatever, Weiss or whatever that person is from the New York Times, she actually finally posted the truth the other day. She's the one that got fired. Right. She said, well, maybe it's time for us on the left to get past the fact that we don't like the messenger, because Donald Trump's message was right. That's what she said. Of course it was right. Peace, economic prosperity, looking after Americans, taking care of our veterans, putting our children in safe schools, and making sure our communities were safe and secure for us to prosper in. Who doesn't want that? It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, what's scary is, though, they say MAGA Republicans, they brainwash these people. You know, it's funny. The same people, the same people marching for, Hamas or marching for Black Lives Matter. Now, there has been a real divide there. What we are also watching is the big Jewish community that honestly funded a lot of Black Lives Matter were really out there marching, thinking that they were one of them. This isn't the first time this happened, are now shocked at what's going on at college campuses and all of that. And you think, well, you can't really be shocked, because they were also a lot of the people I'm talking about. And I'm talking about people that have the big NGOs that fund all these groups, that are funding a lot at the border, that are funding a lot with all these different oppressed groups that come out, diversity, equity, inclusion, they're realizing, oh, wait, they don't like us either. And so what's happening, I do think, is that there is a lot of room for us to pull people under the tent of freedom, because what Donald Trump stands for is freedom and liberty and what the founders intended. What they stand for is globalist totalitarianism and a digital gulag that will control all of our lives. And it's that important right now that we actually get people to understand what Barry Weiss did write, which is, you were better off. I saw a Black Lives Matter leader come out, say the same thing about Donald Trump and a couple other people. I think it's the sentiment all over the place. How is he doing? How are you doing? Because I know that you guys are already behind the scenes. We learned from them, as usual. Their Transition Integrity Project was a year-long pre-2020 simulation of every single way that they could destroy Donald Trump before the 2020 election, which I think probably included the plandemic. But at the end of the day, they were ready. They were prepared. They had many, many things that they plotted out before. I know you are involved with a lot of people that are also planning for the transition. So let's tell the people what is going to be top priority on the list the minute that we do what we need to do and we get past 24, and God willing, and I believe this will happen, we have another shot at saving this country. Where are we going?
Yeah, I spoke to the president last night. I speak to him frequently. He's in, just so everybody knows, he's in the best shape and spirits and mental health I've ever seen him. He is relentless. And every time they throw another arrow at him or indictment or lawsuit, he's like, you know, the human juggernaut of justice. He just like takes it in and grows even bigger. And so that's motivating for us. And it should be motivating for everybody else. If he can continue to lead that movement after the, you know, I'm complaining about one lawsuit and, you know, one, you know, like thing that happened to me, and he's got 1,000. And you're right. There's a lot of groups working on the outside about personnel. We got to tackle personnel right away. And that's great. That's fine. But I'm telling these people, yeah, you know, you guys are talking about 4,000 seats. Why do we have to put 4,000 people in there?
Right.
Why can't 1,000 people do the job of all these, you know, no brain government rubes who don't need to be in the way of saying no to Donald Trump's agenda? Right. And that's part of my project. I'm not saying I don't know the exact number. I just know we don't need 4,000 appointees. And the top tier appointees, you know, we're picking. We're right. doing it this time. I've already got the list. We know who's on it. And if you don't know that you're on the list, then you're not on it. So that's it. It's pretty right. simple. You know, we're going in full bore. We're going back to Congress and we're saying you're going to legislate and you're going to go over and investigate these animals, these government gangsters like Rosenstein and Ray and Strzok. Yeah. And you're going to defund their security clearances on day one. Everybody that signed the 51 Intel letter is never going to earn another dollar because of the privilege of having a security clearance because they robbed us of our election and our truth. These are just some measures that we're going to take on. But the biggest one is we have to completely destroy the mainstream media. The yeah. fake news has to be run over. And I think we're winning. A lot of people are turning off mainstream media. Oh, yeah. They're turning off cable news. They're turning off the nightly programs. Thank God we have great programs like yours. But more and more people come up to me and say, oh, I saw you on this. I heard you on that. You wrote about this and somebody commented on that. And I saw you on Truth Social. And I was like, great. It's working. And less people are coming up to me and saying, hey, I saw you in the 8 p.m. hour on, you know, the national broadcast system. And people just aren't watching it because they have been bamboozled.
Yeah.
By the government gangsters and the criminal conspirators in government, the deep state. And that to me is the thing that has to be destroyed, that collective unit. Everything we've been talking about today is an operation of the deep state. And I think President Trump is raring to go. And we haven't even hit the holidays. So come the Iowa caucus in January, I think it's going to be, you know, it's going to be on like Donkey Kong, but we're going to need to bring everybody along.
Yeah, we have to. And really important what you're saying about the media. Not only have they been exposed, but they are working in cahoots with Google and Wikipedia and a lot of the manipulative fake fact checkers and all of that. And they are being exposed. People are more and more not just turning it off, but also seeing when they put up a headline instead of just reading the headline like they got away mm-hmm. with in the past. People think, well, that sounds wrong. And people are actually taking the next step now, which didn't used to happen in the past. People used to just trust it. Now, if you see a fact check online, or you see somebody say something on TV and you kind of think it's not right, you're going to look beyond that. And that is the big gift of what's happened since the pandemic and everything that's come from it. And I think that people are much more astute. Again, we don't know. If you do look into it, you will see that the media is all controlled by the same people that are behind the Great Reset, that are behind the Agenda 2030, that are behind this track and trace surveillance future.
Soros.
Right. So it's not, there's a handful of them. They don't hide it. They've run the Tides Foundation. They run the Human Rights Campaign. They run, you know, they're running the ACLU, ADL, all these groups, Southern Poverty Law Center. They're all the same money. If you follow the money, you're going to find out who's running the country. And those are the people that we focus on. Now, I want to ask you something about what you said before. Now, we do know that we have, before you guys left office, you were putting in things to be able to fire people that for normal reasons that you get fired in the private sector, you should be able to doubly fire them in the public sector. And there's been a lot of moves in that position. But also, we have a big problem with a lot of agencies that are unconstitutional. And there have been some headway in the Supreme Court with the EPA and some of the other groups. But more we look at it, a lot of these agencies, if we had the manpower, could be dismantled. There's a lot of money going to these agencies. Then they dole it out to their friends. I was just looking at the Department of Energy. They're putting hundreds of millions of dollars in contracts to God knows who for things that don't even sound real. And you're thinking you have John Podesta running the money for the infrastructure deal. If you look at some of the contracts there, it's all money laundering, in my opinion. I'm looking at the companies. They're all connected to the World Economic Forum, shockingly. And you're looking through and you're thinking, this is our money. This should be reinvested in America. none of that money is going to be reinvested in America. So I think we do need also a going through of the agencies and actually looking at them against the Constitution and say, is this a constitutional agency? And if not, shut it down and allocate the money back into our country and our manufacturing and our supply chain. We should be doing everything in America. And those morons, they call it Trump's an isolationist, Trump's a nationalist, Trump, every president should be that for their nation. So, I mean, I think the agency issue is a really big issue because it is a big, big problem. We have a dictatorship by bureaucracy in a certain way.
No, you're right. And selfish promotion. If only we had a book that laid all of that out. No. So look, half the thing I spend my time in Government Gangsters on my new book is just that. I think we should shrink every single agency and bureaucracy. Over the years, over the decades, these agencies, and this is why the people like Rod Rosenstein and Chris Wray and Merrick Garland rise to the top, because they want to protect law enforcement. You know, we want to protect jobs. And they've added over the years more jobs and more jobs. And that's their justification in the public. Oh, we need more money. Right. We need more money to go out there and get after crime. Well, they use those more jobs and more money to violate our civil liberties and our constitutional rights and rig an election system. That's why they have to be shrunk. You know, the FBI headquarters building needs to be shut down overnight. I'm not the guy out there saying defund the police and the FBI because we need good cops. There's lots of good cops. Who's going to take on the bank robbers, the murderers, the rapists, and the child sex offenders? We need those guys out there all day long. But you're right. All of the rest of these agencies, including the FBI and DOJ, need a trimming, at least like 40%. And these big buildings, like what is the Secretary of Agriculture doing in downtown Washington, D.C.? Maybe you should be on the farm in Iowa. I don't know. And, you know, I've worked with the Department of Energy, and you're right. They do some great stuff. But half of this stuff that they are signing on to and giving their $1 million, $1 billion kickback contracts to their friends, the DOD and the defense industrial complex to me is the worst one. They do the best work for America and the worst work for America. And they are the ones right now paying for the dance party that members of Congress are calling for to fund new wars in Israel and the Ukraine and to do it forever. Right. Yeah, because those guys own the Uniparty. And unless you're willing to not just take on, as Donald Trump is, the entire system, the political movement, destroy the deep state. But you have to be willing to take on the Uniparty that they are backed by.
Yeah.
When he comes to office, and take them all out and just light the mainstream media on fire in the process. And that's what we have to do. And that's what you're going to do till 2024 November. Yeah. And we're going to move behind you on it.
Yeah, and we have to do that too, because people have to understand this still is a country by the people, for the people at this moment. That is not the plan in the long game. And it's very clear that that's not the plan. And what you're saying about the agencies is so important, but people really have to start getting involved. I know you talk a lot about local action, but there's a lot you can do. We have, you talked about the border, and we have a situation. We elect our sheriffs, and every sheriff in this country should be having a plan for their community, should be engaged with the neighborhoods in their area. I talk about, you know, we had neighborhood watch when we were kids. There should be a freedom watch in every neighborhood in this country, looking for smart technology, looking for sustainable UN World Economic Forum, like implementations and contracts, but also everyone should be planning for what they would do if anything happened. We have I know you guys and Donald Trump were trying to look at the grid. We have a problem with the grid. We have a problem with all this land that the CCP bought and Bill Gates bought. We don't know. We have the open border. I think people have to be very proactive locally, and not just in terms of showing up at school board meetings, but being active in, okay, what's the plan? Where are we meeting? What are we doing? How are we going to change things? What are we all going to show up when the legislature is talking about this and that? We talk about local action, but it can't be, I'm going to do this one meeting and go forward. It has to be taking leadership in your local community. I think that's super important right now, especially with what's going on with sending illegals all over the country. You have to be super protective of what you have and where you are and take it personally.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that's the best motivating speech people should listen to. Look, there's 380 days left till the next election. You should be emptying the tank 381 times on one issue, one little issue in your community, be it education, law enforcement, sheriff stuff, going to, you know, supporting our local institutions of faith and prayer and worship. And that, excuse me, sorry, man, no, my allergies are kicking my...
Bless you.
Sorry. I'm sure your audience loves that. But it doesn't matter who our national candidate is. if we don't mobilize in our communities. If you don't think local elections and local politics wins national elections, you haven't been paying attention to anything.
Right on.
Donald Trump can be the greatest warrior for justice and the greatest candidate in the world. And if we don't go out there and safeguard our sheriff's offices, if we don't go out there and become poll watchers, if we don't go out there and ballot harvest where it's legal, if we don't go out there and energize our base and say, we have to vote for these America First Agenda 47 principles, which I know you share and just don't want to publicly because it's Trump, we have to get those people in the next year lined up voting with us, because that's the thing. It's not like they have a better policy. It's not like they have a better way of securing the border, of saving our children, of ending forever wars. It's not like they have a better way of fixing this economy and getting healthcare back to being affordable and taking out big pharma. They don't have any of those ideas. We do. Trump does.
Right.
And so we just have to get people comfortable with that. That's our job. We can do it every day, every week. Just go out there and recruit another person. Say, hey, did you see this? Check out this piece of article. Watch this show for 5 minutes and tell me if I'm wrong, and start having that debate. And people are like, that's it? That's all you got to do? I'm like, yeah, it's a lot of work, but you got to do it every day.
Well, the truth is people have to take it personal. We are in a situation not very different than the founders were or the people that fought the revolution. We are dealing with a similar situation. I always say to people, go take out the Declaration of Independence and read it and tell me where we are. Are we still fighting that same battle? Yeah, we are right now, because we allowed it to get this bad with the globalism and the multinationals and the capture of our government. Super important. And on top of that, I just wanted to also say, you, whatever's going on in with the speakership and all of that's happening, it is shaking up the status quo. And I think that it is opening people's eyes, because something,
you know what's not happening?
What?
You know what also is not happening?
Yeah.
No CR. There's no omnibus. So, I get it. I know people want leadership, blah, blah, blah. You know what I don't want? I don't want to light government taxpayer-funded dollars on fire. And if there's no speaker, you can't have a CR. Obviously, I'm kidding. New York Times, when you write this up, don't call Mel K a propagator of fake news.
Oh, that's okay. I'm used to it. But I will tell you that we have to do something that you've done. I had on a couple people. You are going around the country looking for America First candidates. What you and I both know is that the GOP, RNC, these people win red. They don't care. I believe that they really are. They are full on for the uniparty. They want the status quo. As long as, like George Washington even warned, as long as the parties can keep throwing back to each other, then we the people lose. And so what we really also have to do, Cash, and I know you've been out there doing this, is identify the America First real candidates in our community and back them directly, because this Win Red campaign that's sending these text messages and confusing people, and they think they're getting text messages from Jim Jordan, but it's really Win Red, and then they're going to allocate the money to the people that'll keep the status quo. We have to be very proactive in vetting our local candidates, because what we're watching now, especially with the spotlight of the speaker stuff, but what we watched with you guys under Donald Trump, it's not just rhinos. You know, we're at a place where it's like, are you America First, really? Or are you globalist first? It's not they're just not for, the Trump. They're not for America. It's so much bigger than that. So that's another thing I think that we should really make sure people understand, is you got to find the candidate, vet them yourself, tell your friends about who is getting money from whom that is not for America, who is, because that's the problem when the GOP and RNC, and you've seen it for all this time, when they pick a candidate and they fund them, they don't fund the other ones. And the other ones oftentimes are the people that we really need in Washington. So what do you think about, you know, really being proactive and not just picking the R, but really going after digging 100%. Into people.
And look, we're not going to agree on everyone. That's the other thing. You know, on our issue, on all the issues we support and all the people we support, it's never going to be 100% for 100%. But I'd rather be at 80% on each one than 0 for 10 every single day. That's been the Republican movement, the conservative movement's biggest problem going back 100 years. And so whether it's candidates or issues, and whether I'm out there for guys like Trent Staggs in Utah and Bernie Moreno in Ohio and Abe Hamada in Arizona, just to give you three examples, I went out there, I figured it out. And for me, those were the best guys, and I'm getting back there. Whether that it's for you or not, you need to decide. But these candidates exist in local races, in federal races, in statewide races. And you have to go out there and support the guy and gal that you think is going to do best for you. And on the Win Red thing, announcement coming this week. I know people are sick of Stripe and that whole payment processing system. We finally have a substitute and we're launching it this week. So, you know, you can get involved in these things, and then we can have these great candidates not use these processors that take away half the money so they can send emails about their uniparty candidate. You know, we've got to just slowly come on board, bring your businesses into this new ecosystem. We're doing it with social media and Truth Social and Rumble. We're going to do it with the banking infrastructure. We have to build it ourselves.
Right.
It doesn't exist. And if we rely on Google and, you know, JP Morgan and the rest, they are going to tell you what you should do and think and vote. And so you either bend the knee or you stand up.
Yeah, it's a mass campaign of, like you said, nudge. The Kassonstein nudge plan is basically what they do from all directions. And the only way to get out of it is to stop allowing it to get near you. And that is why you guys building all these parallel platforms and places is really key. Decentralizing from the uniparty is the end game, I think, for saving this country. And you are doing a lot of that. Now let's talk about government gangsters. What's going on with that?
Well, it's doing great. President Trump launched it a few weeks ago on Truth Social. It is a Wall Street Journal bestseller, Amazon bestseller, New York Times. It is a bestseller. Of course, they just won't list it because, you know, to me, that's a badge of honor. We know the book numbers. We know the metrics. We've broken through the top five of their book list. Cool. And thanks to your great support, Government Gangsters is crushing it. Go to Government Gangsters right now. Look, it's about destroying the deep state and what Mel and I have been talking about, and you must do it together. And the way I added value to that conversation was providing a blueprint, my opinion, of how to do it. So appreciate the support there. Go to governmentgangsters.com and get your copies for the holidays.
Yeah, and I mean, it's really important. The best thing about you is you name names, and we have to start doing that. We have this this decades-long thing where we put institutions or bureaucracies into hearings, and then it's like the bureaucracy or it's the police force or it's the FBI. No. There are actual criminals, people that are running this stuff that need to be called out. It's that whole cog in the wheel. I was following orders. Well, what were you doing? Personal accountability. And that's what I like the best about Government Gangsters and why everyone should read it, is to understand that there are specific people that need to pay for their crimes. And we need to hold them accountable and demand transparency and fight the good fight. They tried very, very hard to keep your book back. And there's a reason for that, because not only do you name names, but you give solutions. And it's really, really important. So please, everyone out there, get Government Gangsters, go to the website, buy it, send it to friends. Also, Cash and I will both be in Tulare, California, outside of Fresno. We've been on tour, and Cash stands there and he will sign your book. He will talk to you. Everyone does there. We just want America to be free and be the country that we know it can be, to reinvest in this nation and to take it back to where it belongs. You and I both know, Cash, MAGA was actually the financial plan for rebuilding America from within. And we're still on track. We got sidetracked by these people, but they will never keep us down. And we are taking back this country. So any last words for the audience that right now is pretty pumped up by your show? Because this is important to get out there. So many things we can do, but Trump is in good spirits. You guys are working 24/7. We have plans. We are not going flat-footed. We are not going blind. We are fighting to the end. Last words for the audience.
Yeah, no, thank you for your amazing show, your relentless effort. I wish half the world has had half the energy you do, because then we'd be assured of victory. But it's going to take all of us. Like you said, we're every one of these events we're at, we're there for you. We're not there to come in and just be like, oh, here's the photo and leave. We'll sit there. We want to educate you. We want to talk to you. We want to take photos. We want to talk about and listen to what's going on in your communities. This is how we're educated. We find out what the issues are. And I agree with, you know, Mel, look, you know, we could have had back-to-back Trump years, but I'm a big, you know, believer in faith. And maybe this 4-year interim period is showing the rest of the world how bad it can actually get unless we do and fix the policies that govern our societies. So I think it happened for a reason. It's a little bit of a rough ride. It's going to get rougher. But on the other end of it, if we come together here, we're going to win.
Yeah. And don't forget, I also want to just add, because people are very upset about World War IV, World War III, what's going on in the world. Let me tell you something. Cash and Trump and a lot of people behind the scenes that you might not know about have the ability to sit down with these people and end this stuff overnight. And that's not a lie, right, Cash? I mean, we really do have that ability to do that. And Trump especially does. And they all yell at him, oh, he's a horrible person. He hangs out with tyrants. You know what? You have to sometimes talk to people on the that maybe you don't agree with. But you guys also have a plan. plan for the world, which people have to understand. It's not going to be globalism. It's going to be cooperation, and it's going to be done right. People have to really understand that the biggest thing about Donald Trump and Cash and their inner circle team is that they know how to do this. They weren't allowed. And we're going to make sure that this time, not only are they allowed, but that they achieved a startling success, not just for America, but for the world. You are really fighting for the world, Cash. It is not just America and humanity. People have to understand you are a true freedom fighter, and I'm so grateful for you. I love getting to know you. You are such a cool guy, such a down-to-earth person, and I'm really, really blessed to have you here. Everyone, go get Government Gangsters. Thank you so much, Cash. I know how hard you work. People have to understand this guy 24/7 is trying to save America. So please go over there and buy his book for all your family and friends that know something's wrong and they're not sure what it was. Well, he lays it out for everyone. Once they shut that book, Government Gangsters, they're going to be in the legislature. They're going to be going to the sheriff's office. They're going to be working the voter rolls. It is the most motivating book you can buy or give to a friend right now. So thank you so much, Cash.
Thanks
every
so much,
time. I'm so grateful.
Thanks. Great show. Thanks so much.
Thank you. The narrative is falling apart, but as it does, there's so much of this fraudulent disinformation, misinformation, censorship coming from the globalists. And what we need to do is be focused on the facts, cut through everything, be discerning, and get it first and foremost out there to everyone. It is important that you know what is going on. Censorship is getting nuts. You guys know it. There's accounts all over the place that are fake, that are not me. I know you guys send me emails and I really appreciate it. And you report it and it's on Telegram and Instagram and Twitter and they're not me. So I'm super excited to announce We the People with Mel Kay. Be the first to join. It's a VIP community, just you and me behind a paywall, no trolls, no nothing. We get to know each other. I will give you the facts first. I break a lot of stories a long time before other people. We can talk about past, present, future, history, what we're doing now, solutions for going forward, what 2024 is going to look like. I'm going to do breaking news, do a lot of deep dives. I'm going to bring that information to you guys first in a live Q&A every week. So please click the link below and join me over there. We are going to create a community that is censorship proof. It's cancel proof. It's truth. It's transparency. It's on the road to God, country, justice, everything that we want in one place. This is the most incredible, amazing time to be alive. As hard as it seems and as difficult as the battle has been for you guys and definitely for me, all I know is that we all are part of the solution. We are all involved and invested, and you guys have the passion that I have. So let's join together on live Q&As once a week with me, Mel Kay, we the people of the United States, taking back this nation. This is so exciting, guys. I've been dying to do this, and we finally got the technology right. So please join me. Click the link below. Can't wait to get started. Everyone's been asking me what I've been doing because I am in better shape than I've been probably maybe in my life. And I am now thriving and I have so much energy. I'm going around, I'm doing all these tours and I'm doing the show and I'm showing up at small events and big events. And I'll tell you the one thing that's definitely changed my life is superfoods. Mel Kay superfoods. When I got involved with superfoods in the beginning, I was not eating right. I was not sleeping right. I was not, it was mid-COVID, so I wasn't really doing much and I was doing a lot of things wrong. And then I found superfoods and it has changed me from the inside out. Not only have I dropped weight, which wasn't even the goal, I really wanted to detox. I wanted to help my immune system. I wanted to make sure I didn't get sick while a lot of other people were. And superfoods came into my life and changed everything. I now think about what I'm eating. I don't have cravings. I don't eat late night. There's a whole protocol. It's so easy. It's laid out for you. You take it out of the box. It's there. All your food's taken care of, all your nutrients, all your energy, all your protein. It is an amazing way to change your life from the inside out. Superfoods changes everything. It gives you a protocol. It gives you a schedule. You know what to do. You know what you're eating. You feel great. You look great. Your life's getting better. And the one thing I know is you can go to themelkayshow.com, go down to superfoods, and you can start your journey. Because today is the day. I will tell you, I waited. And then I started superfoods. And within 3 months, my entire life changed for the better, more than I could have imagined. MelKayShow.com. Go to partners page, down to superfoods, and click on the link. And you will find a whole new world that will change your mind, change your body, change your life.
So when you get superfoods, that helps me and helps this show keep going. I cannot tell you how much it's changed my life for the better, and it will yours too. And enjoy the rest of the show. Mel K Superfoods. Get over there now. There's no time like the present.